from Anshei Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, wearing Tefillin, the phylacteries, on Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days of Pesach or Sukkot. By understanding whether we do wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, whether we don't wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, we can perhaps understand more about the nature of Tefillin and the nature of Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days, Pesach and Sukkot. The question is, what's the fundamental assumption as to whether you would wear Tefillin or you wouldn't wear Tefillin? Well, every day we wear Tefillin, except for Shabbat and Yom Tov. Why? It's one of two reasons. Talmud in Erevin, the end of Erevin, says that Yatzu, it says, miyamim yamima. You only wear the tefillin of the days. You don't wear it all the days of your life. You wear it of the days of your life. Which days are different or special? So Shabbat and Yom Tov are special. We don't wear them on Shabbat and Yom Tov. The question is, what's so special about Shabbat and Yom Tov? Is that Yom Tov and Shabbat, we don't work. So on days when we can work, like Chol HaMoed perhaps, then you do wear tefillin. Or is it Shabbat and Yom Tov has certain mitzvot? Well, guess what? Chol HaMoed, Sukkot, and Pesach, they also have certain mitzvot. I can't eat chametz. I have to sit in a sukkah. I have to shake a lulav. Different things might be considered, make it different. Rabbi Akiva says, no. The source for not wearing tefillin on Shabbat and Yom Tov is because it says, vayalach halot, that the tefillin should be a symbol for you. But Shabbat is itself a symbol. It says, oti veni veneichem. That says in Parshat Ki Tisa, in the Kiddush we say on Shabbos morning, that v'shamru v'nei Yisrael Shabbat, that the Jews keep the Shabbat because it's an oti l'olam, it's an eternal symbol. It's a sign. Shabbat is a sign. Tefillin is a sign. You don't need two signs. If you have Shabbat, you don't need tefillin. What about Yom Tov? Apparently, somehow Yom Tov is also a Shabbaton. It's also a Shabbat. You don't need to wear tefillin on Yom Tov either. What about Chol HaMoed? Well, it's hard to say what the fundamental assumption is. In the Ashkenazi community, the assumption was, it's not Shabbat, it's not Yom Tov. If the Talmud wanted to mention Shabbat and Yom Tov, they would have mentioned it. And then among the Sephardim, they say, what do you mean? Shabbat, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, it's all the same thing. You don't wear tefillin on Shabbat or Chol HaMoed. What do the sources say? Well, we turn to the Talmud. There is a Mishnah in Moed Katan, a tractate that deals with Chol HaMoed. And it says, you could make tefillin for yourself, but not for someone else. Why do you make it for yourself? Because you need it. Whatever you need for Chol HaMoed, you can do on Chol HaMoed. So what do I need? I need a pair of tefillin. But I can't go into tefillin making business, start selling for other people who knows when they need it or what they need. The Yerushalmi also tells a story. A fellow lost his tefillin. So he says, what do I do? He goes to the rabbi. The rabbi says, hey, Sofer, give this guy your tefillin and then make yourself a pair. But you can only make the pair for yourself. It seems to be that people need tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's why they can make it for themselves. So it seems both from the Mishnah and from the Yerushalmi that tefillin on Chol HaMoed are worn. And that's the Ashkenazic custom. The mayor of Rothenburg, who was the great Ashkenazic authority, the teacher of the Mordechai, teacher of the Rosh, he wore tefillin and he made a bracha on them. He was so sure that it was the law, he made a bracha as well. His student, the Rosh, testified by his son and student, the Tur. He says, Avi Adoni, Zal, Hayam, Mevarech, Umeniach, Umvarech Aleim. He would put on tefillin and make a bracha. That's very clear. There were some minor Ashkenazic deviations here and there where rabbis disagreed within the Ashkenazic community, but that's the preponderance of views within the Ashkenazic community. In the Tosfot, he sees some merit in the other view, but also in some sources, Tosfot come down also on the side that tefillin should be worn on Chol HaMoed. However, in the Ashkenazic community, the picture was different. The Rashba says, V'chein no'agim, that's our custom, is we don't wear tefillin. The Bahag, Baal HaChal Kedolot, the Ra'avad in Provence, in the Gaonic period, the Bahag, they all say that tefillin are not worn on Chol HaMoed, comes the Vilna Gaon, major authority in the Ashkenazic world, and he also says that tefillin are not to be worn on Chol HaMoed. So many of the students of the Vilna Gaon, for instance, those many early Zionist settlers, or even non-Zionist settlers, people who came to Israel before the outbreak of modern Zionism, followers of the Vilna Gaon, they established the customs in Israel. So mostly in Israel, people do not wear tefillin, because, okay, we'll see that the Hasidim in Israel, those who were descendants of the early Hasidic settlers, they also don't wear tefillin as well. Why? The Beis Yosef mentions, he says, you know, the custom in Sfard is we don't wear tefillin. He says, he thinks people used to wear tefillin, and then they stopped. Why? Because of the Zohar. The Zohar, the great mystical work, says that on Shabbat and Yom Tov, God gives every Jew sort of their own tefillin, like a heavenly tefillin, a God tefillin. And therefore, that's the sign. When the Talmud says there's a sign on Shabbat, it's not just that the Sabbath that we observe is a symbol of our observance. I think the Zohar is saying that on Shabbat, God gives you a sign. He puts it on your head. The keter, the crowns that we had at Sinai, which were lost when we did the golden calf, which Moshe took, he gave it back to the Jews on Shabbat. And that's the sign. Every Jew has like a sign on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Guess what? Says the Zohar. On Chol HaMoed, where it's also forbidden to work, so you don't use your hands, and the hands are related to tefillin somehow. Chol HaMoed is also a crown. So therefore, it's forbidden for the holy nation that they should put our tefillin on Chol HaMoed when these are the tefillin of God. The Rabbi Yehuda Barzilloni, Sefer Ha'itim, a rabbi in Provence, he also said it's forbidden to wear tefillin, presumably from his own sources. He thought it was forbidden to wear tefillin on Shabbat, Yom Tov, and Chol HaMoed. And that's what the Zohar says too. It's forbidden to wear it. So many people say that, well, the Rosh says you do wear tefillin. The Rashba says you don't wear tefillin. So, we're not sure. So the Zohar has great mystical knowledge. They say you don't wear tefillin, so we don't wear tefillin. And in fact, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. We don't, it's forbidden to wear tefillin on Shabbat, Yom Tov, and Chol HaMoed. However, the Ashkenazic authority of the Shulchan Aruch, he can't let it rest. We have a different tradition. And he says, no, our custom is we wear the tefillin and we make a bracha as well. Even in the Ashkenazic community, there was some hesitation about the bracha. And one source, the Rush, says, well, Varech lo hefsid, if you make a bracha, you don't lose anything. And that's what the Rush did himself. The Mishnah Berurah says, well, that would be good. If you don't have a specific custom, you could put on the tefillin and not make a bracha. Now, what's the danger? So why not? Why not put on tefillin? According to the rabbis, who say you should. Well, according to the Zohar, it's forbidden. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the Yosef Karo, it's forbidden. Rabbi Yehuda Barzilloni, it's forbidden. But there's another reason too. If you put on tefillin, maybe you'll be over Baal Tosif. You may be adding to the mitzvot. Comes a smack, Rabbi Yitzchak Kovil, and he says, no, you don't violate adding to the Torah. You're not trying to add to the Torah. You're just trying to follow the law. The Rush said you did it. The Rav Meir of Rothenburg said you did it. So you do it, what they say. You're not trying to add to the Torah. Certainly, before you put on the tefillin, you say to yourself, look, I'm putting on the tefillin, but if Zohar is right, I'm not supposed to put on the tefillin. So I am not trying to add to the Torah and put on the tefillin when I'm not supposed to put on the tefillin. In that case, I'm just putting boxes and straps on my head and my arm. But if I am indeed obligated, then I want to fulfill the mitzvah. So these are permutations of the argument. Now, when we say that Chol HaMoed is a sign, it's interesting. What are some of the sources that people bring as to why Chol HaMoed is a sign? What makes it a sign? So we have the Zohar idea, the Kabbalistic idea, that God puts a sort of a crown, the heavenly tefillin, on your head during this time. Okay, that's one interpretation. Find in other sources that maybe Chol HaMoed is a sign because it has sacrifices, there's special sacrifices offered that day. Maybe it's a sign because you're not allowed to eat matzah on Pesach, yet you have to sit in the sukkah on Sukkot. Maybe the lulav, which we only take on certain days, really only rabbinic, but in the temple, there was a lulav for all 7 days. I don't know. Maybe that's a sign. maybe eating matzah, even though you don't have to eat matzah for all 7 days, you could eat other things, you could eat macaroons, you could eat other things. But since it's nice to eat matzah, according to the Vilna Gaon, get a mitzvah. If you do eat matzah during the days, of course, Seder, you get a mitzvah for eating matzah, but during the 7 days, if you eat matzah, you get a shmiss, especially shmur matzah, you get a mitzvah. So maybe that's the sign. So it's interesting, you know, in what sense is Chol HaMoed a sign? Which brings us to the topic of, you know, what is Chol HaMoed? In what sense is it Moed? Is it a holiday? Well, we still have some of the lingering mitzvot, the Sukkah for sure. The rabbis put the lulav there as well. In the temple, they would shake the lulav for 7 days. It's called Mikra Kodesh. The Rambam says, the Talmud points out, that when we say that these are the Mikra Kodesh, these are the holidays, it refers to all the holidays. The all 7 days, all the 8 days of Sukkot, is all holy convocation. It's called holiday. It's called Chag HaMatzot. And that very idea itself, that itself endows it with holiness. Someone argue that although we're allowed to do many, many things on Chol HaMoed, we can do something if we need, if we got to make a living, you don't have enough to eat, you're going to lose your job if you don't work on Chol HaMoed. You have to do this today. You have to, you need it. Your shoe fell off. Your shoe's broken. You got to get a new shoe. And your shoelace fell off. You got to put it back. There are all kinds of things you need for the particular holiday. You need to go to the amusement park to have a nice time. Whatever you need. You perhaps it's for something very simple. It's just turning on a light. Very simple things you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. So is there anything that's forbidden? Yeah, I mean, to weave something for next week, to do calligraphy for next week, that I can't do on Chol HaMoed on these times. So it has some sort of a holiness. Is that a Torah prohibition? Is it not? Ramban thinks it is a Torah prohibition. Rambam says it's not a Torah prohibition. So, you know, it's a question as to whether there is some kind of a Torah prohibition of work. But there's no question that it's part of these holidays. It's what it's called. It's called Sukkot. It's you're in a sense, you're in part of Sukkot. There is an idea that Chol HaMoed, it's the very fact that you're not sure if you should put on tefillin, and you can work, but maybe you should limit how much work you're doing that's not absolutely necessary, that's not necessary for this week. It's a lesson for the whole year. It's a lesson of how to take Chol, how to take a simple day. Today's a regular day like any other day. We're making a video. But it's also Moed. It's something special. I see a Jew, I say, oh, good Moed. I say, Moedim l'simcha, I say, Chag Sameach. I say, enjoy the holiday. How is it a holiday? But that, Rabbi Soloveitchik taught that some holidays like Rosh Chodesh, they're hidden. It's inside. A Jew winks at another Jew and he says, good Moed. He looks like he's wearing his regular jeans. Maybe he shouldn't. Maybe he should wear something special for Chol HaMoed. But he looks like it's a regular day. But a Jew knows. No, it's called Pesach. It's called Sukkot. And therefore, it's different. It's special. And Rabbi Soloveitchik called it a Rosh Chodesh Jew. A Jew who, although on the outside it looks like it's a regular day, but inside he knows that in ancient times in the temple they would bring special sacrifices today. A Jew looks at another Jew on Pesach and Sukkot and he says, it's not a regular day. I'm eating matzah for lunch today. I'm sitting in a sukkah. It's somehow being mekadesh the chol. To take a simple day that in many ways is chol, it's a weekday, and to bring holiness to it. This is a lesson. Twice a year, we learn this lesson, how to bring holiness, the crown of God, to a simple day of the week. We can bring holiness. We can do it not only on Pesach and Sukkot. We can do it every day to bring a little bit of holiness to that which otherwise would seem profane. The Chol HaMoed, the profane day of the sacred days, teaches us something about how to make every day a little bit of a sacred day. Gemara says that we know what makes Chol HaMoed holy? Because it's surrounded by holiness. Holiness on the first days of Pesach, holiness on the last days of Pesach, first days of Sukkot, the last days of Sukkot. So in the middle, it's got to be holy. We're surrounded. But the Gemara says, I understand. Every week is like that. You got Shabbos at the beginning, Shabbos at the end. So that's different. But the truth is, it's not different. Every week, Shabbos is surrounding us. Zohar says that The winds of Shabbos are coming from last Shabbos, the winds of Shabbos from next Shabbos, and we can begin to smell the chalon from next Shabbos. And with that holiness, with that, those waves of holiness coming from all around us, we should be able to bring holiness to every single day. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth El Emeth congregation for a discussion of Chol HaMoed. Join us each week for a discussion of various holidays, Pesach, various parshiyot, weekly parsha, how-to videos as well. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Moedim L'Simcha, Chag Sameach, a good night.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.